This is the life story of Rose Resch Lang as told by her on January 11th, 1987. Where were you born?
Kliksar, Russia.
And what date?
December 24th, 1897.
Can you tell us something about your grandparents?
My mother's grandparents were Franz Rutt, and the mother was a Dutt, grandma.
Barbara.
And then Resch side, my father's side, was John Resch, grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And mother was a Beaver. Grandma was a Beaver.
Do you know what they did? What their occupation
were? They were farmers.
They farmed around what area of Russia?
Around Glickstall, outside Glickstall.
Around Glickstall area?
Yeah.
Okay. Who were their children? Start with your grandma on your mom's side.
There was two brothers and one sister and my mom, four children. The other ones, little ones, died all. They had more children.
And who were the children?
And my mother's sister, she was a farmer too. She had three, four boys and a girl. And her husband was deaf and dumb, but he was a good farmer.
Which child was that?
It was a Rutt, my mother's sister, Rosina Rutt.
Rosina Rutt?
Her husband was Rutt too.
Oh, okay.
It was a relation. Then my father's side was John Resch and Barbara Beaver. This was the grandparents.
How many children did they have?
They had four boys and one girl.
And name them? Could you name them?
It was Fred and Chris and John, my father. I think it was a George that stayed in Russia. Yeah.
Okay, were they all farmers too?
Yeah.
And they all lived around the Glickstall area?
They lived just in the village.
In the village?
Same church and same school.
Okay. I think we have to go back on your mom's side. And who were the children of your grandparents on your mom's side? There was your mother who was Christina, right?
Yeah.
And who were the other ones?
My aunt, she was Rose.
Aunt Rose.
And Franz.
And your uncle Franz.
Yeah. He couldn't never walk in his life.
Tell us about Rose. What did she do?
They were farmers.
And did she have any children?
Yeah, she had three boys and one girl.
Okay.
There was a Rose Resch, your dad's sister.
Yeah.
She missed the Rose Resch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she married a Walt.
Yeah, this is a triple. So we're coming out.
On my father's side, he had a sister too, a Rose Resch. She married to Walt.
Do you know what her husband's name was, Walt? Don't you remember? Okay, that's fine. Now tell us a little bit about Franz. You told me an interesting story.
Oh,
about
he was
him.
He was lame. He was lame all his life.
Was he born lame?
No, he had a convulsion for a year, a couple of weeks, and then he got lame. But he was a big man. His mind was good and everything.
And what did you have to do to help him? Or
all the grandparents took care of him. Grandparents were still there all his life. They took him down to lay on the floor in the daytime, the night, and up the bed. He had a little dog, too. A little thing.
And did he die then?
Later on. He was 49 years when he died. Yeah.
Did you say no one of us?
Yeah.
Dog's name, Nick, okay.
He died a year, before the grandparents. So the grandparents were satisfied. There were no homes to take the crippled children. So they had them all at home.
So they took care of him all the time until he died.
Died before the parents died.
Okay. And he was 49 years old. Now tell us about your parents. What did they do? What was their occupation and their names? First tell their names and then where they...
Well, my father was John Risch. My mother was Christina Root. Oh, he was in the army for 4 years before he married my father.
Seven. He was a writer.
That's okay.
No, don't just name him.
Oh, he was 7 years in the army before he married. So he was kind of age when he married. Then he came home and they married, 1896, they married.
Okay. And where did they live? There in Glickstall too after he got out of the service?
Yes, everybody.
Okay. And
They were land owners.
Yeah.
Did they farm? I mean, it
was a farm.
For themselves, not for the government.
No.
Okay.
So.
When did they got married? You said in 1896.
Yeah.
And then you were born in
1897. December.
Okay.
When he got sick, when he took sick.
Yeah, tell us about your dad then.
Well, he was not too well maybe when he came, but he was good for working still. But he got worse last six months, he got more sick. Then he died in June. Mm-hmm. I was a half year old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
He had tuberculosis.
From the army, was it?
Consumptive.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 months. And my grandpa died 3 weeks before my father.
Your grandpa Resch?
Yeah, but I know what sickness he had.
Okay. And the grandma Resch still lived on after that?
Grandma lived there, and she had two boys at home still.
Okay.
Sorry to be sure. Fred and Christ.
Yeah, Fred and Christ.
They moved later to Tolstoy. They came to America on Tolstoy.
Yeah.
And now talk about when you left for America.
Okay.
Your grandmother. Okay.
Tell us about your girlhood years. How you went to school, how long you went to school, and where you went to church, and just tell some of the things
in
about
the old country.
Yes, about
I
your.
I haven't been much to school in the old country. A couple of times kindergarten. That's all I know. For the church, I can remember better.
Tell us about your church and some of the special things about it.
Oh, there was a big, nice church. Big church. And we was up in the balcony, all sitting, the girls up there.
They still had a balcony in Russia.
Yeah.
That's where the young people were.
Yeah.
Oh, the parents sat separate from the kids?
Yeah.
Is that right?
We had no church, no fire in the church in winter. Everybody was dressed good, had a warm.
Were you baptized in that church?
Oh, yes. My parents married in the same church, too, and were baptized there, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who was your sponsors?
Oh, my aunt, Mrs. Resch, Rose Resch, and my mother's sister, Rod, two aunts.
Two Roses?
Yeah.
So you had to get the name Rose because...
Yeah. I was baptized the second day when I was born.
The second day?
On Christmas Day, the second Christmas Day, I was baptized already. They took me off to church. And
oh, well, that's really
the
26th. Nice.
26th.
Yeah, I was baptized.
26th.
That would be the 26th of December?
Yeah.
Oh, not Christmas Day, but...
No, they had Christmas 3 days in Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, they celebrated Christmas for 3 days?
Yeah.
What did you all do?
Well, we had holidays and company. And
lots of food and church?
Oh, yeah, lots of food. And church every day. At church.
Church every day for 3 days?
Yeah.
Okay, that's something I didn't know before. Did you have a Christmas tree, or did you have any of that kind of stuff?
We don't have much decorating in the house, But the church and school was Christmas trees, not the house so much.
Did you get presents as children?
Oh, yes, we get presents. I had three grandmas then. Each kid had a present, yeah.
Oh, well, that's special. Okay, now, and then you said you didn't go to school much except for kindergarten sometimes. Did you learn what languages?
German. There was no rush at that time.
There was no Russian language you were taught.
No, they taught an hour a day.
Later on, when Dad came along.
Well, in Brigstall, they had a half a day already. Okay. But in Brigstall, they had 1 hour of Russian.
Okay. That's good to know. Now, tell us about when you had to leave for America, or when you did leave. You didn't have to leave, but tell us about how your parents made the decision to leave, and you know how they got to the train or to the ship and all that stuff. Just tell it in your own words.
Well, they had not enough land. They thought to America get free land here, and it started out at auction sale, sold everything, and then we last night we stayed with Grandma Ruth. Overnight, the girls and Grandma, my mother. And the father went over to his folks, and the morning we started out, goodbye to the uncle, and he cried so hard, I could hear him out in the street. Then we left, went on the train in the other city.
Do you remember which city?
Kishinev, I don't know what the time was.
Okay.
What uncle?
What? That sick, that Franz.
Oh.
That lame one, he cried so hard.
He cried.
I don't know how Grandma acted, I don't know. I can remember that.
But you went to the cemetery before you...
Oh yeah, a day before I went up to the cemetery. Walked around there.
You seen your grandfather?
Yeah, they had one stone together, my grandfather and my father. John.
Oh.
Senior and John Junior. Then went...
Graves were side by side. One stone.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then we went with the train to Germany. I don't know how long it took, I don't know. We stayed 8 days in Germany. The ship didn't come in. Then we waited for the ship. Then it came. We walked around Germany. And the zoo, had a big zoo. We all every day had a good time there.
A zoo?
Yeah.
Oh.
All kind of animals in Germany.
The name of the ship?
And then the ship came in, Kaiser Wilhelm.
Okay.
And then there was a lot, I don't know how many families from Glückstadt. A few dozen from Glückstadt went all along with us.
Oh.
Then we went in the ship, we walked in, there were white boards, and they walked in. The band was playing, my, was some music.
It was like a party almost.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Was...
Then we came on the ship, and we had dinner, I think, was right away. Then when the dinner was ready, the ship started going. And the ocean farther and farther. We were standing outside and looking. We couldn't see no land anymore then. It's all water. Then it was going and going. In a few days there was we saw a big whale.
You did?
But by going there, and we went out, kids, you know how they are. That was a big thing, I don't know. And the ship was going and going. Then we got sick.
How many days into the trip did you get sick?
11 days around the ship.
Then you got sick.
You couldn't
right
eat
away?
Anymore. Yeah, it's just a day about.
Oh, a day into the... Do you know what the port was? Where? What city it was that the ship took off from? What was the
Bremer.
Port?
Bremer. Germany,
Bremer.
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 Bremer, yeah.
How is that spelled?
B-R-E-M-E-N.
Okay, Bremen, Germany. Okay.
Then the ship went on and on, and then we passed England. England was on the right side.
Oh, you got up that way.
Yes.
And this was in the year of 19, when?
Five.
1905, and you were how old?
I was not quite 8. And then we drove on by England, by and by and by. Then there was a place in the ocean was wild, the water was so wild. It was kind of storm. And then waves came up the ship, a big wave water, covered up. It came down there. The door was open. Boy, the water was foot deep in the boat already. And the people were hollering. And oh, my mother never got up. She was all in bed.
She was too sick to get up?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went every day up the deck. Father took us up, the girls, walking around, seeing.
For fresh air.
Sun, the sunshine.
She was with Brother Jake.
She was pregnant. Mother was pregnant. And then, to come to New York, okay? But New York was so funny there. They had no board to go out to walk out. They brought little boats by the ship. We had to go down the ladder. The boats filled up, thick. Another boat came in and filled them up. And that butter was so near to the boat there, little boats. I was so scared there. Oh, I thought the water comes up. Then they drove us a little bit, maybe a quarter of a mile, to New York, and I loaded up there. Okay.
Did you see the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, but before New York, yeah. We were out there, look at, said, they told us, Statue of Liberty. I can remember that, too.
Did that have any meaning for you at that
time?
Well,
we didn't know. It wasn't a nice thing to see, that's all we know. You never know. Then we came there, and the little boats took us in New York, and then they put us in the house there. We had a hot, get a warm bed up. Everybody had a bed off. Maybe some people had some lice or what they had, germs.
Must have been Ellis Island.
No, it was New York.
Ellis Island,
Ellis Island.
How it's
and then were all the big room was all the ladies and the children. The water came running down, showers, we had showers. And the clothes were in the other room. They heat them up good so that everything was clean, you know.
The clothes.
And the clothes come in and we dressed up and then the train started out. Started going where we went.
Now where did you, from New York City, you went on a train?
Yeah. Till trip started going.
Did you knew where you were going?
Their mother had an uncle, father had an uncle there. They know they're here, they're waiting for us.
Okay. And what month was this?
That was in October. Then we came to them in October and they were breaking corn and the folks helped there. We kids, we had so much sunflowers. We were showing sunflowers all day. Sunflowers.
Did you have sunflowers in Russia too?
Oh yes, but not so many like they had.
Oh.
Then we stayed a month there. Folks helped work there. Then we
so that the was through November.
Yeah, then November came in. Then we took the train again. Mother had an uncle here, two uncles she had here. And then we took the train November to Napoleon. We came here, there was no snow. I had no coat, I had just a big shawl around. We drove out with a wagon. Henry Bernheiser took us out to the flat, to the uncle there, and
Uncle Joseph.
Which uncle?
Joseph, my mother's uncle, Uncle Rod, Joseph Rudd.
Okay.
And then they had no room, they had big children all there. Then my mother had a cousin, Miss Whitmire. Bill Whitmire was her name. She was Riga.
Senior.
Oh, there was two Whitmires. This was the old man.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother cousin said, she gave her room. She had a big house. Brick house made from mud. And then she gave nice room on the west side. But we had no beds, the paper, I don't know who brought the beds. And then we stayed 8 months with her cousin there. We had a little stove heating, and there was the kitchen, the cook stove, they cooked together. Then uncle came over, Joseph Rodney brought beans and peas and bag of flour, and the neighbors give meat, and then mother cooked with her, their cousins. They looked alike too.
So this 8 months took you from November to
June.
To June it would have been?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we, they took the homestead, January, father took the homestead up, and then in the spring he bought four horses. For it was breaking land up there, just the neighbors to Whitmire's. We worked them on there till June. Then we moved over to Cups, few weeks, and then they got a wood from Dawson to build a house. Then the uncle came over and the cousins, and they built up the house, two rooms. And then Saragota, their uncle sent a cook stove up, and a plow and a drag, and a bed roll out for
us. Did your mother's uncle sent
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. From Saragota.
To help you out, huh?
Yeah,
so you
for the train, by the train, yeah. And then we had the house there, and the stove was sitting outside a few days till the chimney was ready. Then we moved in. Then we're settled. Then that was the first summer then. Then father, he went out working, helping the neighbors all over where some work was.
Can I ask you how?
Yeah, what did he do? What did he help?
Well, he helped. I don't know, there was haying and things going
haying
on.
And,
yes. And then they got ready for winter. They made coal. They went over to horses. And they had lots of sheep, and they made manure for turning for winter. And then father worked out, and the fall came. And mother had six cows to milk, four kids. She was busy all the time.
Who were those children now born by then?
I'm Christina and Pete and Chick.
Okay.
Chick was born in
January 6th.
By Whitmire.
At Whitmire's
place.
And you and Pete,
Christina,
or Christina
Pete.
And Pete were born in Russia, though.
Yeah.
You all made the trip.
Yeah, we did.
How old was Christina and Pete then when you
left
Russia?
She got 6 November and I was 8 of December. We're 2 years apart, all.
And okay, and then Pete would have been 4.
Years. Yeah.
1903.
Okay, so then you were already probably 9 or so when you came over and on this homestead land.
Yeah, I wasn't the 9 going. I had a birthday at Whitmire's.
Okay.
I was 8 there.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dad milked the cows on themselves there, and so we got milk from Whitmire's all the 8 months. We had free rent. There was no charge. And then we moved over here, and we had an outside cellar made up here, farm. And then mother just planted us a row of potatoes. Uncle paid a whole row of potatoes, long way, I don't know how long. And the fall mother went took all those 4 kids and drove over there 8 miles and picked out the potatoes. I think we had a half wagon full of potatoes. Oy, oy.
Mm.
And she put them all in the home cellar outside in the evening. And then she got the manure. Every day she drove down there, was 8 miles with a horse, get that manure ready for winter.
Fuel up.
We make a nice stick.
How come it was 8 miles away?
Under the flat.
There was a horse for south, west, southeast me. Uncle was just east under.
Uncle Joseph.
And then every day she went down to get the manure, get it all up, and she was ready then. We had a little garden that year too.
Dad was threshing by Bowden.
Yeah, he was threshing all over. I know where he went.
Bowden.
Yeah, Bowden and
Harvey.
Yeah, wherever good little chap.
But
we had to make hay too. We had a horse then, and we took 4 cows and shares from Engsminger's. 4 cows and shares for half calves.
I see.
And 2 cows the neighbors gave. So we had 6 cows to mount the first.
You had sheep later too.
I got married.
You had a share of sheep. From who was that?
Oh, that when I was home, yeah. We had sheep on the share from Osborne's. I was watching the sheep, yeah.
What did you do with those sheep? Did you use them for food or?
Oh, we can butcher whatever we want.
For wool or?
The share didn't send the wool, sell the wool.
You did?
Like nowadays.
Like now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We could share it and send, there was a company can make some blankets.
Mm-hmm.
It was Albert Osper, senior.
Yeah.
Did you have chickens?
Oh yeah, we always had chickens.
We
had only eggs. We don't.
So you had your milk and your eggs and your meat and
the garden, whatever.
Garden. That's how you survived.
We didn't eat much meat when I was at home. We always had fruit.
You didn't eat much meat. Oh.
We lived on fruit. Cheap was for your food. They sent fruit from California in. Dry figs and bone, prunes and raisins. And then we had all from every day we had fruit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. good.
My grandma was.
And when did the carload apples came in? Carload apples were the train. So father took the wheat and he bring big wheat sacks full of apples home. We had apples every day.
Okay. I think we missed something going back into Russia. When did your mother marry Raisler?
How long after?
1897.
She married in November right away. My father died in June. And she died in married November, Raisler.
His name was
Christian
Raisler?
Yeah.
And she married in November. Okay, I just had to get that in because I think we missed that.
It's okay.
Okay.
When you came to the homestead, there was no fences.
No, it was all ranch free. Cattle.
So you had to do a lot of herding?
No, we didn't. Steers run around well. The cows spent the daytime, they were around the farm there. They didn't went so far away, the milk cows, that first summer.
Okay.
No. Then he made a fence later. Because then they took the stuff out there and then
made a fence.
Yeah. So we had our cars alone.
Who is this Gil Finney?
He had a big rancher.
He was a rancher.
2 miles west of our place. And he had hundreds and hundreds of cattle.
And horses.
So he kind of did it for his own benefit.
The land was, he had the land all free before we homesteaded.
Uh-huh.
But the homesteader came and had to move out with his cattle.
Oh, he had to.
Then they had a fence. Oh. Then they had to put
fence it out. Fence it out, those homesteaders.
Protect the homesteaders.
How about, did they have to do any fencing?
No, he didn't. He had to do it himself.
Oh.
To protect his stock.
Yeah, his stock. Steer was too bad. They were big animals like.
Tell us where the homestead was. I mean, like in directions from maybe
it was
18
miles south of Tappan.
18 miles south of Tappan, how many miles west of Streeter, say?
Oh,
17.
Okay. And how many miles from Napoleon?
15.
14.
14, that'll be.
Okay.
And
Dawson was 20 miles.
So the house and the land that Ted Lang, my dad, is on right now was Christian Raisler's homestead.
And the others, that was Gilbert's land, was Carl Lang's homestead.
Okay.
Talk about when they were fencing.
Lang's?
No, Gil Finney was fencing. Do you remember that?
Well, he put a section of the eastern thing, the old section he got there. And then he got southwest section.
Section one?
Section and Cups was there too in the south. That was fenced out too. Check it, Cups.
And then he fenced 33, section 33.
Yeah.
And section 5.
Yeah. Then Fisher came too next year. There, when he was 7. And he had that homestead there. So
Zimmerman's.
Yeah, so fenced. Zimmerman's and Langs came in 8.
Okay, say that again. Zimmerman's
Race
came
was
in
6.
Okay.
And Fisher came in 7. He was a bachelor.
Oh, he
Andrew
was a
Fisher.
Bachelor.
Yeah.
Where did he homestead?
He came from Friedenstal too.
Zimmerman's
place.
On Zimmerman's place
presently. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he got married.
That Fisher did?
Yeah.
To a local girl from
the
homesteading?
Yeah. South here. She was a noter.
Oh.
And he married there and lived there a couple of years.
Well, how did the Zimmermans get onto that land then? How was that?
Well,
they bought it then. Oh, when the Lings came, that Fisher still was there, and they lived in the barn over summer. Grandpa Carl Lang and Winkler, Jacob Winkler and Mary, father's sister. They lived in the barn in summertime. They were building the soft house and stuff there, the homesteaders. They lived all summer in the barn there. The cook stove
the barn
outside.
By Fisher?
Yeah.
The Langs did.
The Langs.
Yeah, the
Langs lived in
they came
in
eight.
In their little schooner. In the covered wagon.
They came up with a covered wagon. Winklers drove the wagon and Carl Lang had a bucket horse. Old horses.
One horse until Eureka, and then they got another one.
Yeah.
Who helped them out to get started? Like you had an uncle.
Oh, there was not much help.
And a cousin.
Oh, they got some chickens from the, Grandma Lang. She had a brother in Eureka, Human.
Okay.
And they gave me some chickens. Took along a few chickens so they had eggs. And the milk they got from Fisher's, I suppose.
From Fisher's?
They bought an old cow from Ingsmanger.
No, they Margaret said they got it.
They got it.
But if she dies, it's free. But if she
lives, they have to pay $15.
$12?
Okay.
$12, well,
I heard 15.
We got that on record, so that's
okay.
But the horse they got, and you need another one.
Then there was building houses, the Langs there.
Was that the sod house now?
Yeah, two sod houses, the Lang and the Winglers.
Who helped with the
other girls, two girls, and the parents, the Winglers, and they had no well. They, by the lake, they digged a little well there, so they got a water.
Came down to
the horses, the first one that they had no well. They still had that old cow, and she, the horses, she brought down some mornings to our place.
For water.
For water, the horses.
The Riesler.
Yeah, the Riesler.
The Riesler well.
And then in 1910, Grandpa came up.
Nine. First Christmas was nine. Well, it came.
Okay, nine.
Grandpa?
They worked, Marta.
My Grandpa.
Marta went, they worked in South Dakota. Folks went up and they had work out there. Hired. She was hired late and he went.
And Margaret came along.
Yeah, she had to build the houses, and Mary Winkler, they were builders.
Mary Winkler Zimmerman.
Yeah.
So Grandpa didn't come right away the first year. He was about how old at this